Sportsfeld, episode 100.
Wow. Keeping it. Well, no, I'm not. No, I'm not going
to
say that.
Okay. Jake, be honest with me.
What's up?
Did you ever actually think we were going to do 100 episodes?
No.
Because we've plotted our course to 100 episodes many times.
I mean,
we said there was, if
there was
we
like
did
a minute.
It, yeah.
There was a minute where I was like, maybe. And then it was like, hey, let's do 3 episodes in 5 months. I was like, probably not.
We were just talking. We're just talking. We're going to continue talking. It's a podcast.
Yeah, that's literally all it is.
100 episodes. And I literally can't think of something more fitting for our 100th episode than we have a fun episode. Just before we get anywhere, we have a fun episode. You probably hear people laughing in the background. We've invited a bunch of our former guests to hang out in the green room, and they're drinking, and they're going to give us our mailbag questions today. It's an exciting thing. You're going to hear a lot of voices you recognize if you love the show. People we love having around. Anyway, we were thinking back of all the times that we had charted a course to 100 episodes and what it might end on and how we could do it properly that would be perfect. And I literally cannot think of a better, more perfect approximation of what this show is than we invited a bunch of people over for a party on the precipice that it could be a championship celebration.
Well, I mean, like originally we even talked about doing it last night.
Yes.
And having people to watch the game. But then that seemed...
would be an insane way to spend your time.
Yeah. So we didn't do that.
But and here's the thing.
But now...
it's not...
no.
A championship celebration. It's a could have been championship.
It's just a Tuesday.
It's just Tuesday and everyone's
Tuesday
tired.
In the summer. Yeah. I thought you phrased it well. It's everyone is like just not quite hungover.
Yes. The mood today at work was... I've just got stopped short of being like up all night drunk running the streets.
And now I'm just tired.
I just didn't get enough sleep or water.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a more formatted show than usual, I would say, off the top here.
I think so. Yeah.
It's just the two of us
little,
going down memory.
A little experimental,
but I love it.
Challenge.
First, before to get ourselves in the mood for this, we're going to listen to a celebration that Sean and Dylan put together of our first 100 episodes, first 99 episodes.
Yeah, not this one.
A little audio piece. So I can't wait to hear it.
A look back, as they say.
A look back, a walk through time in Toronto sports and Sportsville. You know, the other day I woke up and I realized I was being paid to be a writer. And that's hard for me to believe because writing has never, ever come easily for me. For some people, writing is like therapy. The process becomes a way to express their thoughts and ideas. And for me, it's always been pretty much the exact opposite. It's like being asked to evaluate a deranged patient that I never asked to see without having a required PhD or, the trust-building leather furniture. The therapy for me has always been talking, and from trying to fit in with adults from my family to making friends in elementary school to trying to fit in with my girlfriend's friends, boyfriends, sports has always kind of been the fail-safe, high-percentage topic that I fall back on to make friends. And that, in essence, hopefully, is what this is going to be. It's going to be me doing what I've done my whole life, having fun, revealing conversations with awesome people that make me laugh and are used to a lifetime of the same thing. That we all go through, instead of actually learning things about each other, talk about sports. Probably going to get off topic a lot and say some things that might be a little too personal in hindsight, but that's kind of the whole point. It's a sports show, but not really. Sort of. It's Sportsfeld. Excellent guests today. My first guest, probably the most famous guy on the podcast so far.
That's not true.
Having been the only other person to talk besides me, you are the most famous. You know him. From formerly, I guess, the Backhand Shelf podcast, Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. And say Canadian celebrity Jake Goldsby. Thanks for coming on.
That's a very liberal use of the word celebrity, I think.
It is Sportsfeld, episode 20. Oh, man. 20. That's
wow.
This is this is it. Not it, but like this is the big one.
Is it?
This is the double X. This is As Seen on TV at Sportsfeld. But this is the beginning of season 2, beginning of big things for the future of Sportsfeld. We got a lot of fucking things to talk about. There's a chance the Leafs are bad.
Yeah, and I'm kind of okay with that.
I've come to terms with it, and I kind of want them to be bad. I think they need to be bad.
It's for, well, lucky you. This is a basketball town, all of a sudden.
It's basketball country.
Not all of a sudden.
We are the North.
We the North, yes.
I'm going to go with mumps.
Mumps.
I feel like mumps are the topic of
du jour. I am writing stories about mumps every day.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's amazing to me that it went so quickly from Corey Perry has mumps to, everyone in the NHL has mumps.
Right, because like, Corey Perry bathes in urine. Like, yeah. He's a gross person. It's not. They're taking a bus in that pick. I don't think my brain works.
No, they're not taking a bus. They're just not getting the pick.
They're taking Dylan Strome when he's not going to be that good. That's the kind of thing that's happening.
Everything is upside down. But one thing is consistent. The Toronto sports scene remains completely terrible.
The Raptors, it's really, like you said, it's...
Anything can happen.
Yeah, I have no idea what the right move for this team is. Do you keep the core together? Do you blow it up?
And this is... I feel... Here's the problem. This is so conflicting for me because I acknowledge that Toronto sports fans are generally... We're garbage. But fuck all of that. Because the Toronto Maple Leafs officially added Mike Babcock to the staff.
Fair warning. Zoobs is like high on life and yeah. The rest of us are reasonably drunk. I just can't believe it's a thing.
The Jays are the best team in the American League.
It's wild.
It's insane.
The Jays won in the most dramatic fashion you can imagine, I would say.
In the 26 years I've been watching baseball, I have never seen or experienced a sporting event like yesterday.
Yes. So, they didn't win the World Series. They didn't make the World Series.
But now they did 28 other teams.
That's right. The Jays lose in...
We finished third.
Six games, yeah.
Put it that way.
It is what it is.
Right.
Speaking of drinking. I guess it's a cheers to David Price.
Cheers to David. Yeah. Cheers to August and September, I guess. And October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the first and foremost, we all have to remember that as much as we want to think they do, athletes don't give a fuck about us.
Mm.
I would assume that like Sting will play and like in the midst of his performance, like Drake will show up.
Or like
a little hotline Sting. The captain of the Maple Leafs doesn't get traded that often.
Well, we haven't had that many captains.
Although I will say the three of the last four Maple Leafs captains got traded, but still.
That was a fucking nightmare.
I can't even begin to explain how disillusioned I am. This is, I think, the number one growth of the podcast is like, there's a second of thought that goes into the thing that we say now.
That's true. I've listened to a couple.
Or a half second.
I've listened to a couple old ones from like when we first started, and man.
Wow. I'm emotional about that audio reel.
Oh, that's nice.
What a...
I just have so many bad memories from half of that. That's like
so much of the audio. You can track how happy we were by how good the audio was.
Yeah, because we just didn't give a shit.
In a better mood, we would care about what it sounded like. And then if it was the really bad episode...
We just didn't bother to switch the mic and even check.
Hindsight, I can't believe a single person would listen to any of those.
Yeah. I actually am, in a way...
The first three, I was like, yeah, that sounds like a cool... That sounded like we had a lot of enthusiasm, and it was written, and it was, like, snappy.
That's right, it was. We used to write intros. That's
right. And then I feel like it got really sad, and the audio quality just fell out the basement.
It reminds
me... Life happens.
It's not only amazing that, like, anyone listened to it to begin with, which it totally is. I'm amazed at that, like, the audio quality was even that good.
Sure.
I thought it was going to be, like...
Okay. So we are starting off. We have the first year of the show, February 6th, 2014.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
We did 29 episodes in 2014.
I'm sure we'll get to it. I'm curious if what the high per year was. It must be 2015. It has to be 2015.
2019 is going to be close.
I mean, only 20 in 2015.
We're going to eclipse it in 2019.
25 in 2016.
Spoiling it. Now no reason to listen to the... to know how many there were. This is the best year, 2014. I believe I lived at Howard Park at this time.
Yeah, you did.
I lived just off Rontus Vales.
I was in
well worked at the score
a basement off Queen Street West.
Yeah, that place sounded sad.
Yeah, it literally flooded one time and I had to leave for 4 months.
Nobody has good memories of the time they lived in a basement apartment.
No. I was actually just talking a minute ago about how I was not prepared for the revelation of windows when I moved out of basement. It was like
natural light.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is different.
We all worked. We were working at the Score.
We're all at the Score.
What was your relationship with sports at the time?
Fucking, I hated it. Well, no, I hated hockey.
Right.
Because I was sort of working in hockey, and I definitely, I don't know if I would, this would happen to me now, but at the time, I was. It was definitely like working in hockey and having to constantly read hockey media really killed any enjoyment I had of hockey. But I think I remember really enjoying other sports because they were like, they weren't my job. Like I wasn't covering baseball or basketball. So I remember being really like 2014. I know we'll get into it, but like the Raptors making a run in that year was, I remember getting like more into that than I'd been into sports in a long time because it wasn't my job to cover them.
It is worth noting that it was sort of like miraculously, this is by far the worst any like that the Toronto sports is at any point of our podcast.
Yeah, somehow.
The Blue Jays, 83 and 79.
The
Nothing really. Classic Blue Jays
season. But like that was the, was that not the disappointing year? Or was that the year before where they made the trade?
And it was like realizing that everything they'd done wasn't going to work and they needed to like blow it up.
I remember finding that season so
intolerable. Yeah. Yes. The Maple Leafs.
That was where, I would say that season for the Blue Jays as a fan was worse than this season.
Sure.
Because this season.
You have something.
Yeah.
Maple Leafs were 36 and 38 under Randy Carlyle, Dion Phaneuf, your captain. Bad. They're bad. They hired Shanahan close into it, which becomes a thing.
And then Babcock, of course.
And then, you, like you said, the Raptors went on a run. This was the Rudy Gay trade. It's sort of crazy. That's why it would be so perfect if they had won yesterday.
2014 is the...
The birth.
That is not only the birth, but the, like, the so close to none of this happening.
Right.
Like, Kyle Absolutely Lowry's right. bags were packed.
Absolutely right. As we'll see, sort of that... Some things, it's going to be very interesting. I'm actually super excited about the coming pages.
Yeah. Let's go through this. What else happened? Canada won the gold in Sochi.
Yeah.
Which I barely remember happening.
That at all, frankly.
Germany won the World Cup. I do remember that.
That was wild.
That was fun.
It was wild time.
Good game.
That was a tournament where they smoked Brazil.
Yes, it was. And then won an extra time.
We did 20 episodes in 2015. I would think we look back at this fondly as our best time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The first podcast were the best ones. No other question. 2014 was the best podcast.
I don't know. I think
we were so fired up when we had Ryan Eli doing our audio, and he was excellent.
Yes. No Dylan, but
no,
still good.
But Ryan was willing to take time to work with us.
I think I would say 2015 was our best year just because
things happened.
Our Blue Jays content was through the roof.
I believe I had moved downtown.
Yes.
2015, because we did.
Yes, you had.
I had this ballpark season pass so I could walk to games. Relationship with sports was that I was in love with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes. I was living. I had moved to Christie Street at that time.
Yeah, Dude
that
Mansion.
House, Dude Mansion in that house with friends of the show.
And I had moved to Rogers Sportsnet.
You had. I had quit the Score and was trying to be an actor, which has proven to be a great choice, by the way. Can't recommend it enough.
Blue Jays, 93 and 69, first in the American League East. Estrada, Donaldson, Travis, Saunders. Smoke gets claimed. Russell Martin gets signed. Troy Tulowitzki is traded for in the wee hours of July 28th.
Yeah, friend of the show, Jacob Kramer, who's here tonight, and I were at karaoke at Sneaky D's when Tulowitzki got traded. And we had planned to have just like a couple beers that evening.
Yes.
And then immediately did a round of shots.
I was heard about that trade while in bed with my brand new girlfriend.
Oh.
That's a little foreshadowing. How about that? David Price trade in July 30th, a day I'll never forget.
Maybe,
all of this.
Maybe one of our best shows was the show after the David Price game.
After the David Price game was something that I had never experienced in my life.
Yeah.
As an adult sports fan.
Was that, I believe that was the show
around, genuine belief
around my dining room table where we passed a bottle of Malibu rum was around,
truly,
I want to say.
It was a truly wild time.
Then Kramer and I had to go play dodgeball because we forgot we had it that night. And that was a stupid idea. Kramer's waving at me. I'm talking about you. I'm literally talking about you. Yeah.
Why? Don't talk about me.
2015, baby. David Price. David Price Day.
Oh, wow. No, God, don't tell that story.
Well, too late.
There you go. But the Rangers, the confidently bizarre backflip game.
I will say that.
Which rings as famous now as it did the day it happened.
Absolutely. I've watched it hundreds of times. I will say that looking back on this and talking about it now and like just seeing all the moves from that year, remembering that, I think that is the most emotionally attached I have ever been to a team.
We got swept
that
up.
Season.
The whole city was swept
it
up.
It was unbelievable. And there was so... I think there was some of this in the Raptors this year, but a little different. But just the pure positivity and enjoyment of that run from every fan. Like, there was no, like... I mean, there became some later, but
right. There
wasn't a lot of, like, fan infighting.
Sure.
Everyone just
loved
that run.
And I'll say another thing that reflects this Raptors run from this is the ode to just going for it.
Yeah.
I believe there was a good piece. I think it's the Daryl Morey thing. Maybe not Daryl Morey. The 5% rule. If you believe your team has a 5% chance of winning the title in any year, go all in.
Yeah. I like that.
The Blue Jays were vastly overperforming their run differential. Underperforming. They were like 500 and they were
80 500
runs
at the deadline, I believe.
Anyway.
Not the deadline, but
just the most unbelievable series I've ever seen in my life against the Texas Rangers.
Yep. We were at game two together.
Yes. And I went to game one because it was the first playoff game in 22 years.
That's right.
Sat in the very back row with my new girlfriend, Melissa.
And then you and I braved 14 innings of
garbage.
That baseball.
Felt terrible.
Yeah, that was really bad.
That was such a terrible.
That was a low day.
Sometimes you go to big games and you feel terrible. They lost to the ALCS, the Royals. Yeah. The Raptors, 49-33, just starting to believe that it wasn't a fluke the year before.
Two Atlantic Division crowns in a row.
But man, punked by the Wizards.
I was at game one of that series.
This was trouble.
That was a rough day.
This began really putting on the heavy, like, the back-to-back division wins, but, like, just punked.
I remember very clearly game three of that Washington series. We couldn't get into any bars because they were full. So we ended up watching at one of those very tiny, strange Portuguese pool bars that are on Dundas West.
Mm.
And they had like an illegal stream of the game going. And I remember it was actually a great, they had like lima beans on the table.
I was going to say, I now would prefer to watch that over most places.
but I remember they lost that game and it seemed like they were going to win and like come back into the series. That was a low Raptor fan moment. That was like, oh, this team's never going to win anything.
It gets worse.
It does, but...
it's going to be three more years of playoff runs.
I'll take getting swept by LeBron swept by the Wizards.
Mm.
Woof.
We'll see.
Brutal.
It was enough to make them change the entire franchise. Anyway, Maple Leafs bottom out. 15th in the East. Carlisle gone. Clarkson somehow. You go back to threes and you're like, how in the world?
For someone who I was so mad about being on the team, I forgot about David Clarkson entirely.
Yeah, man. Carlisle fired Clarkson. This all happened really quick, too. And it was like, oh, my God, this regime is just going to literally do it. They're going to get Babcock. They're going to get...
change it all.
A young lion named...
15th in the East.
Yeah, they were terrible. God. They were so bad. I don't remember
anything about that. That was the McDavid draft lottery, which was the same day as the game one of the Wizards series.
Right.
Which was not a good day for Toronto sports.
That's right. And then with Mitch Marner.
Turned out fine.
In that clip, I say that they're going to take Dylan Strome and he's going to be bad. I was right about half of that. Dylan Strome is bad. He had a good year last year, but 20 goals versus what? Anyway, hockey. 2016, we did 25 episodes.
Wow, that actually surprises me.
I am shocked by that.
I thought we did 11.
I'm shocked by that.
Yeah. Must have been all the
Blue Jays were good. Keep
first
that in
half
mind.
Of the year.
I was probably eager to talk.
So our last show was what? Wild Card?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So still downtown. I had moved downtown the year before. Relationship with sports was riding this Blue Jays wave. But
yeah.
I don't know. So I was professionally, I was getting a little worn out.
Yeah. I was still on Christie, but then had to move out in the summer and ended up on Shaw Street.
Yeah.
And relationship with sports definitely rode the Blue Jays wave very hard, but it was a frustrating year.
I remember how much more
success.
Exhausting it was to have expectations.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't done it.
And then they had that real slump from like
they limped into the playoffs. Yeah. They limped into the playoffs.
I remember watching the game where they clinched the spot against Boston and it being like
they almost crapped away not having the home field advantage for the wild card game.
Yes, that's right. But then the wild card game.
Wild card game was a unbelievable.
One of my favorite in-person sporting events I've ever been to.
Great stuff. Amazing. I was in the press box for that one. That was a professional. Jay Happ came back. This is the Shapiro Atkins era begins.
That's right.
Couldn't believe. In hindsight, I can't believe that they moved on from the Anthopolis era right after it worked. It's just like, that seems crazy.
At least no one got mad about it.
Didn't that seem crazy that they made the decision before they figured out what happened in the year?
Yeah, it does seem a little weird. When you put when you put it when you put it that way, that is strange.
Yeah.
That's a really strange way to operate your team.
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
The Raptors starting to put it together. This was the year where
Melvin Upton Jr., man, hell yeah.
It didn't go well. The Blue Jays spanked the Rangers. That was a don't forget who owns you.
That was a great feeling.
Which sort of erased how bad a lot of the regular season was.
That's right.
We sort of had talked ourselves into, okay, now that we're an experienced team, they've got themselves.
And they started well too, and then just fucking bottomed out.
And then Cleveland was flat out better. Cleveland was a better team. And then
we couldn't score against them.
Yeah, they had revolutionized the bullpen in the playoffs thing.
That's right. Andrew Miller was unhittable.
Yeah, they had good pitching and a lot of young players. Oh, Byron Atkins built that team.
That's right. Lindor just murdered us that
time. Byron Atkins built that team, and as soon as they left, they became the best team in the American League.
what are you trying to say?
Listen, that's it. Like, that's the last good thing that Byron Atkins do in the time between here and there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, they don't do anything else of note.
It's amazing, actually, even just to see the two.
There's no acquisition that he would write into a bullet point for us.
But like, the bullet points back to back of J.A. Happ and Melvin Upton Jr.
Yeah.
And Benoit. Like, not that those were on fire, but like, imagine adding something like that in 2019.
Adding period would be foolish, frankly.
I got news for you. There's some subtractions coming.
They better hope.
Yeah.
Raptors sort of, this is when we were like, okay, they won some playoff rounds. They played well in the playoffs.
Yeah, but it was still too much of a struggle for anyone to have any faith. Like that Pacers.
Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah, that Pacers series was like, oh, we're fucked. Like,
yeah.
We're good and we're fucked.
Start to see the fingerprints of the team that they put together, they get rid of Lou Will. Sort of the Amir Johnson stuff ends. They go a little bit. They try to get, you can see it, sort of switchy wings. They get with DeMar Carroll, Corey Joseph.
And DeMar Carroll's supposed to be the guy.
They draft Norm and DeLon. So they end up with a lot of like, they still haven't figured out the wing thing, right? This is always the Raptors.
They need the 3-and-D guy.
They figured out everything with the 3-and-D guy. If only they could get a guy who can shoot threes and be a defensive impact player, they would really have it figured out.
What if they got two of them?
Yeah. What if? The Maple Leafs. Sorry, this is bottoming out. Let's talk about bottoming out. They got worse.
16th in the East. Woof.
This is the first year of Babcock. We were like, hey, it's good that they're bad. I love it, actually. Yeah. I'm smiling. It's funny to us. They're losing.
It was good. I remember actively rooting for them to be bad.
And they did. They drafted Austin Matthews first overall.
I have never.
Sunshine lollipops.
I've never had a, like.
2016 was an impactful season. Mercy me.
Fast heartbeat watching the draft lottery is not where you want your team to be.
Tell me we stopped doing the podcast in this year.
The day after the wild card game. We didn't even talk about the rest
of
the playoffs.
Couldn't have been hotter. This is the hottest show I can think of. That's it? We left them at that? Yeah. That is awful.
The Blue Jays walked.
We're bad
The Blue
people.
Jays walked off a wild card win.
I can't believe it.
And then it just stops.
I can't believe that.
We didn't even talk about beating the Rangers.
Holy moly.
Which was also a walk-off win. We didn't talk about losing to Cleveland.
Jeez. Blowing that team apart and getting nothing for it.
No, gone. If you want your analysis,
the Raptors
go elsewhere.
All of those problems. I thought the coming two pages were going to be like what happened, and then I would explain it. No episodes, but we did that already.
Yeah,
that was a whole podcast. I can't believe we stopped doing the show.
it does seem like
2017 would have sucked.
Yeah,
but there would have been some good takes. I'd have been fired up.
Raptors would have been interesting. Yeah, Blue Jays would have been.
Raptors would have been a wave because we would have been. Pretty confident after they won the East.
Yeah.
In the regular season. We'd have been like, all right, bring on LeBron.
I mean, we all were. And then
they brought on LeBron.
Yeah.
Anyway, 25 episodes in 2019. So we've already had a very productive.
It's only July.
Yeah. We can slack.
It's June. It's not even July.
Let's skip the next one. Whatever the next one's about.
We should just.
Which is probably nothing.
To keep the theme of the previous one. If the Raptors win the title, show's over.
That's it.
no reaction.
What do I need this show for? After the champions. Our relationship with sports. I mean,
I love sports again. It's great. Sports. Any of that like cynicism from 2014-15 about sports, pretty much gone.
Sports is fun.
Really like sports.
Even bad sports is good stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, you grow old, you mature.
Yeah. And sports are an escape in a nice, but not in like a negative way. Like I feel like it used to be.
Yeah.
Not just because of like sad or not sad, just the idea of. Like, sports used to seem very trivial, and obviously they still are.
Right.
But there is, as we discussed a couple weeks ago, there is, like, a perspective sense of importance, I think, that gets overlooked by angry 25-year-olds.
Mm. I'd say that's true.
Yeah.
It helps when things... I was going to say it helps when things go well, but even the things that aren't going that well.
That's what I mean. Even when they're not.
Yeah.
It's like... All right.
You come to appreciate it. And having the show back, I think, helps in that way. Helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Majorly. Where it's just sort of like, I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah. Go talk. Go yell about something for 3 hours a week.
It's like, great. Don't doubt for a second that if the Raptors had lost to Philadelphia, we would have just like been too bummed.
Oh,
there'd be plenty to digest.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about the NBA finals as much, probably.
We'd be talking about we'd be on to the Blue Jays, which yeah.
we'd have
might
had
not be a good thing.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
It's coming. It's happening next week, probably.
Anyway.
Like, we don't have a choice.
It's crazy. Here's the one thing. The Raptors playoff run has been long enough that it's basically transactions time.
That's true. We got 2 weeks.
We're like 2 weeks away from transactions. Which, crazy stuff.
Nothing you love more.
But no need to give you what's happening in sports now. That's what the podcast always is.
You all, the whole country watched a game last night. We all know what happened.
Yeah. And I assume it'll come up. Yeah.
And if it doesn't, you know what happened. So.
Unbelievable. They didn't win the game. So it's not a celebration party.
No. Could have been. Could have been.
But it is a party.
Yeah.
And there are lots of people here. Lots. Be modest. There are people
like
here.
12.
Yeah. And they are going to reach us our mailbag questions and perhaps participate.
Yeah. That'll be the plan.
I can't wait.
Cool.
Jacob Kramer.
Hello.
You have joined us to ask our first question in the mailbag.
I have.
What question do you have for us?
What is the most impressive thing that you could eat 100 of?
Most impressive is the way that this is framed.
Yeah. I assume that's going by like volume and size to make it impressive.
Yeah.
Does it have to be like something that's not like 100 chicken wings is a lot of chicken wings, but yes. It's just like they're just chicken wings. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I just feel
please
like
elaborate on that.
Like chicken wings is a viable answer to this question.
Is it? I feel like
it was the first thing that came to my mind.
I feel like impressive necessitates something off the board.
Well, so only like if you could
ounces
eat 100
of steak.
Only if you could eat 100 of it. No, it's got to be 100 items.
Yeah, it's 100 specific, not units of measurement.
Most impressive. I believe that I could eat 100 chicken McNuggets without. I don't know if that's impressive, but like
I feel like eating 100 of anything is pretty impressive, regardless. But
right, except for like rice.
Yeah, I don't know why you're stuck on this rice thing.
It wouldn't be that impressive. You do
that's just a bowl of rice.
Exactly my point.
That's significantly less than a bowl of rice.
Is it?
Yeah, rice grains? Is not very big.
I know, but how many grains are in a bowl?
Thrilling stuff.
I don't know. How many sand is on a beach?
Probably more
all
than
right, a little philosophical. I think I'm going to go with McNuggets. I think I could eat 100 McNuggets.
McNuggets is a good one.
Maybe that's not that impressive, but I would take great joy for good portions of that. Not the end.
I feel like, though, like for it to be possible...
Yes.
Like for us, not for like competitive eaters.
Right.
It has to be something of
it's
like
you though.
It has to be something of yeah, exactly. It has to be something of like a McNugget size.
For sure.
Like it can't be like, oh, I'll have 100
a
form.
McNugget
that's
or
impossible.
A wing.
Well, yeah, that's like eating 100 of anything is pretty impressive.
It's gotta be a nuggy.
Yeah. Those little, I don't know little if like
I,
old dinosaurs.
I don't know if I could eat
100
chicken wings.
I could eat 100 shrimp. That's a no question.
Yeah.
Well, that was the first thing I thought of for you when I saw
the question.
Of course.
Like shrimp cocktail shrimp.
Does that make it impressive or does it just make it implied? You know what I mean?
I feel like the size of the ring, if it was a 100 shrimp ring, would be would just look impressive.
Yeah, like we're not like the little popcorn
shrimps. I've eaten 100 shrimp in a day.
Really?
In a sitting. Not great. You don't feel good. You know, I wouldn't feel good after 100 McNuggets either.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'd like you the nuggies. I wish I was eating 100 McNuggets right now.
And there's pizza right there.
That's true.
100 of damn, because like all my answers are too big to be 100 of.
It's what can you?
Like, I'm thinking of like my favorite foods, but they're all like bigger things. But
what could you eat 100 of?
I could probably do 100 McNuggets.
Ooh,
but
it would be a rough day,
listen,
regardless of what's
again,
happening.
We're not saying that you're like at your peak after this.
I mean the first thing that definitely came to my mind was chicken wings. But that's just
like that's
simply because
so many
that's so many. But then that
like
raises my question.
Like 12,
if I consistently do it over the course of the entire day, I feel like I could fit it in.
There's
no time limit to this.
Like,
you
a
have
pound
to be
of chicken wings is like what?
Wings.
Like 8 to 12, depending on size of wing?
Yeah, so it's 10 pounds of wings.
Never mind. You wouldn't eat 100 chicken wings.
Yeah, it's 10 pounds of wings.
8 to 10 pounds of wings a day. That's a lot.
That's
way too many.
So much.
I'm feeling ill just thinking about it.
Like, you can do 3.
That being said, give me the honey nuggy.
You can do 3 and then you're done for the day. Not for the meal. Like 3 pounds of chicken wings and you're done for the day.
Of course, you're done for the day. No matter what you.
No, I know. I'm just trying to make it fucking realistic. This hypothetical question has to adhere to the rules of reality.
Fair enough. Kramer, what's your answer? We can't all say chicken nuggets. That's just lame.
No, I know. It's.
I'd be really full because of the bloatedness and like the starch. I could definitely eat 100 pieces of sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Like you'd be really heavy feeling, I think.
That's rice.
But I think, yeah, you could all eat 100 rice at the same time. I feel like that might be my answer. And I feel like it's more than I think it is, but also less than I think it is.
Yeah.
And my experience with sushi is like, you know, eating McNuggets, you can cram them in there. When you're done eating sushi, you are done eating sushi.
Yeah.
Period. When you're like, I can't eat any more sushi, there's no having one more piece.
Oh, God, no.
It's just like...
Unless you're at the all-you-can-eat place that charges you for like leftover pieces. And you're like, oh, God.
Boy,
oh,
boy.
Kramer, you go, but I have another answer.
I'm just because I can't do nuggies. I'll go with the popcorn shrimps.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't... Great answer. The ring, I can't do raw, but...
Fried food.
If it's fried, fry me up a shrimp, I'll eat 100 of them. Yeah. I'll take them down.
Fried food, let's get it.
I think I could also do, like, any sort of, like, dim sum dumpling. I'd be so full, and I'd want to die.
Yeah.
But I think I could, if I really put my mind to it, I think I could eat 100 dumplings.
That would probably be the most impressive.
Yeah. I would be impressed with that.
I think I could do it.
You gotta take me for good dim sum.
I think I would have to, like...
I need to have some.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's go to Roll Sand with Surge at 1 a.m.
Up to. It sounds like a dream. But yeah, I feel like if you like for any of this, obviously you have to like not eat for 2 days beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Or 2 days after.
Yeah.
Well, Jacob, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Congratulations.
Good debate.
Thank you.
We just sit until.
I'm not really sure.
Do we record while we're in the interstitial or are we just.
This segment would be 40 minutes long.
Maybe we should just leave this recording and just like put all this in.
Our next guest is the Vince McMahon of this operation.
Clayton really? Hansler. Did you see his strut? Was it last week?
Oh, yeah.
He went strutting down. He's like, I could totally do that.
Clayton Hansler has kicked the door down from his own office, kicked our door down, and has placed himself as the asker of the second mailbag question.
You guys ready?
I can't wait.
This is such a good one. There's a competition for a pair of courtside seats to Game 7 because you guys have probably talked about this already, but we all know it's going to Game 7, right, Jack?
They're winning on Thursday.
The winner is the person who does the craziest, weirdest thing. Would you participate? And what would each of you do?
So I have two thoughts on this.
Please.
My first reaction is to not participate because I've been having a great time at bars with big groups of people.
Court side game 7.
You're basically playing.
The other
I could trip the referee.
It's true. The other thing is, depending on what I had to do, I could do that and sell those tickets and live for like 4 years. They're going for 60 grand.
I could live way more than four. Guys. That'll do you know knocked up Seth Rogen's character.
Wait, sorry. 100
Oh yeah, totally.
30 grand a year.
Totally.
Come on, tell us.
Seth Rogen's character in Knocked Up, when he was explaining to Katherine Heigl's character that he got hit by a mail truck or whatever it was. He's been living off like $1,800. He's like, yeah, I figure that'll last me at least, you know, another 14 months. I don't know. I'm not very good at math.
It's true. I guess it does really like you figure out the bare minimum you need. It's true.
So you are going to do it or you aren't going to do it because we still got to do find out what you are going to do together.
I'm not good at doing crazy things.
No, nor am I.
See, this is the problem is we're both going to say we probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah. But I feel like that doesn't have
people want us to want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta do
people
it.
Want us to be rabid for this.
Yes.
It's better content if I'm like, I would fucking,
you know what I do?
I'd eat
100 fucking
ideas.
Dumplings like we just talked
100
about.
100 dumplings.
That's what I'd do. There you go. I'd eat 100 fucking dumplings.
That's physical.
Just be a fat asshole.
I'd go old school and just be like, we're going streaking. And I'd be the only one running.
See, I could never. I'm not like a show off my body guy.
I have zero
shame. That's the whole point of why it's a crazy thing to do.
I know, but I would never. But I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Is my point. I would eat a bunch of stuff, though.
Eating.
Yeah.
100 dumplings. What's the craziest thing you would eat?
Ooh, there we go. Now we're talking.
Oh, okay.
Like, would you go down like the cricket worm?
Yeah, I'm not.
Spider road?
Maybe. That's probably
trips me.
Clayton, out. You're natural at hosting.
I can't. No, I listen to you every week and I pick up on cues.
No
lessons from Zoobs. I mean, like, I'm pretty open to eating
craziest,
like,
weirdest
cuisine
thing.
Mm-hmm. And like in general, like, it's not a lot. Like, there's stuff I'll be like, oh, I don't know, but then I'll try it. I think like I would. It's weird. Like, I would rather eat like cricket or spiders than like capers, which I hate so much. Like, if someone's like, I'll give you courtside seats, but you have to eat this whole thing of capers, I'd be like, I don't know.
I've been enjoying myself watching at bars with friends.
Yeah. You give me the crickets.
I would do my best at like a successful RuPaul's Drag Race routine.
Oh, that'd be good.
Even though I have no idea how to do all of that, I would do my best to go full out, and not in the embarrassment of like a man dressing like a woman is embarrassing. But those moments are very judgmental and people are like very strict about the things that they pick you apart on. So it would be, I would literally
like go on the runway, get picked apart.
I would pour my heart out into what I was doing.
Yeah.
And like really take the consequence.
I think
painfully.
I have a coach for you.
Yeah. That's I would seek out coaching and I would seek out people who help with wardrobe and makeup.
They do a makeover challenge every season.
Right.
And they go on the runway. So it's,
there's a person that I'd like to call a friend, but I don't know if we're quite there yet.
Right.
It's just like a good friend of a good friend of mine.
Sure.
And they perform a cruise and tango every single week and just release a brand new music video.
Oh
man, the talent is,
I think we're
so
thinking of
beyond
the same
me.
Friend oh, or like yeah. You're in the same group.
Queen Priyanka.
You gotta be, shout out to Queen Priyanka.
He just did a fist bump. You guys didn't see it,
as if
it was good. Did you see the new music video?
I did.
Oh, incredible.
I can't believe
that guy got Queen Priyanka. Get on this one.
I used to work with Queen Pri
at
let's not
at
say
a place
it. Yeah,
100%. I think we made eye contact.
Yeah, that was good.
Which means we
nice
understand each
that
other.
Nice, yeah.
I'm gonna hold you to it too, Zoobs. Craziest thing you'll eat, because we're not gonna do crazy actions. You gotta eat something pretty wild. What's it gonna
be? I'd eat the beef penis pizza.
Oh, I'd eat that in a heartbeat. We already talked about this.
I might do it for fun.
But like, that's my limit. I do it in a heartbeat, but it's my limit. There's nothing past beef penis pizza for me.
Of course there is. It's just cooked meat.
Oh, boy. Well,
it's not, again, it's not used. It's just cooked fucking meat.
What's past beef penis pizza?
Not used. But like, it's the same as eating, you eat hot dogs, that's just like anus and parts.
Yeah, but
ground up bone.
But it's not ground up, it's ground up.
Just a different,
but it's not ground up, this is a penis.
But it's in like sausage form.
Yeah, okay.
On the pizza. It's
but
just
a penis already is sausage form, so it's like.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a ground up asshole and bones put into a sausage. Doesn't look like an asshole and bones, right?
That's a hot dog.
I know, but it doesn't look like the thing that you're... If it looked like assholes,
so then just
you wouldn't eat it.
Tell yourself it's a fucking sausage.
But that's the thing, is you can't tell yourself it's something that is shaped exactly like what it already is. You understand what I'm saying?
Side
like,
point.
But who cares?
And I'll end on this. If I imagine what a cooked asshole looks like, I'm pretty
calamari.
Sure... Calamari. 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you very much. Guys, you helped me live out like one of my dreams. To be on Sportsfeld.
We ask you like every third week when we can't find a guest.
Guys, I'm too busy for that. Yeah. Vince McMahon's got to do Vince McMahon.
You're always in different cities.
Happy 100.
You are on the road a lot.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, buddy. I can't believe you have such a problem with the beef penis.
It's not that I have a problem with it.
I don't understand.
It's not a problem. I don't have a problem with beef penis. It's that you have to have a line.
Yeah, I just don't think that's the crazy thing you can eat. I think entrails and like organs
boy,
are
oh boy.
Way crazier.
That is entrails and organs.
It's not. Like, I mean, like, interior organs.
Oh, my.
Like, gallbladder sacs or something. That's
but those,
way more out there.
I'm not going to eat anything raw.
Oh, of course not. It's all cooked.
That's your point against why the beef penis is no big deal. It's cooked.
It's not a big deal.
It's as big a deal as eating a gallbladder, if it's cooked.
I guess, yeah.
So beef penis is my line.
I guess.
Welcome, yeah. Scott Lewis.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I was actually ordered on here. So.
Yeah.
You demanded.
Sean's
running the ship here.
His very, like, joyous, light personality, stern. He's a stern disciplinarian.
We should probably get Sean on here to ask a question.
When it comes to schedules and times. Anyway, yeah. Sean has ordered you in here. What is the question you've brought with you?
I have not brought a question.
Well, I love that.
I came completely unprepared.
And it doesn't have to be from that list. If you just have a question,
yeah.
You can ask.
Or you just want to hang out.
Yeah, or just chill.
Something you want to ask about.
Has anyone asked this John Moxley question?
No.
No.
It's a Mox energy.
Okay, so I read this.
Yes.
In honor of show number 100, would you rather fight one 100-foot-sized John Moxley or 100 1-foot-sized Moxleys?
Always the 1 foot. always 101 foot.
Yeah, of course.
Could stamp them on a foot.
I got to go 1 foot just to like kick them.
In. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And yeah,
a 100 foot wrestler would stomp fucking destroy you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's because it's a one-on-one fight.
Yeah.
Right. All you've done is even the odds, and you're against yourself.
No chance.
It's tough odds either way. I'm going with the 1 foot Moxley.
Also, because the like even a 1 foot, like the size difference between a 100 foot and us is so much greater than the 1 foot and us.
That's right.
You'd just be like flicked away.
You can really put the boots to them.
Because the one, you're right. You're
sit on them.
The ratio is way off.
I'm 5 feet taller than a 1 foot Moxley.
I know it's like a classic format of question, but the
100 foot Moxley.
They could climb you though. It's 90 swarm you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And they would. And they're violent. They're unpredictable.
But the 100 foot one would just fucking kick you and you'd die.
Keep in mind that Moxley is a purveyor of violence. Unscripted.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah, he's an unscripted purveyor of violence international. John Moxley's a madman. You know, I think the way you probably lose the fight, I'll take the 100 Moxleys.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking 100 Moxleys.
I
think you lose it. I'd
just rather
chance.
Fight them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a way better chance.
Don't think for a second that the 100 Moxleys play by the rules.
Oh, no, I'd take like six of them and then I'd be dead.
But like, what do you do against the 100 foot one? That's the thing. Like, you punch it in the ankle and it like doesn't notice.
You got to go like the Star Wars.
Aim for the dick.
Like, tie it up.
Punch him in the dick a bunch.
You're not going to reach that dick.
You could climb his leg. His leg hair would be like ropes.
True.
I guess that if he's 100 feet tall, I guess that's true.
I might change my pick.
100 foot, to the 100 foot Moxley.
I could take
it. Think of how much dick that is to be punching. It would be ineffectual.
Ooh,
yeah, you wouldn't. Your fists are too small to make a dent in the 100 foot Moxley. That's the thing.
Yeah. It's a wash.
He quickly flicks you off his dick.
All right.
Thank you very much for your question. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Scott.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Making her debut.
You have to pick a question.
Do I have to put these on?
You don't have to, but you should.
Do I look cooler?
They're called cans.
Oh.
Cans.
Definitely do not look cooler.
Yeah, I don't like that. Okay, hello.
Hi. Making her debut.
Yes.
On Sportsfeld.
I'm looking for my question.
Cassie.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Wow. What a moment.
Wow. The fiance finally on the show.
It's happened.
Okay.
Who always asks questions, who always participates in discourse.
I don't always.
Just silently from the background.
Yeah.
Giving compliments, got the whole family
just
involved.
Just quietly.
Love it. The best kind of support.
Okay. If you could pick one song to describe your journey on Sportsfeld, what would it be and why?
Boy.
Zoobs, I expect you have a lot of
different choices. Of course. Let me index through the many songs.
Zoobs went to a concert this weekend.
What a week it was. What a week it was. I'm going to do a pop concert.
I saw you sing along at a show.
I had a great
time. Never in a million years, I thought.
I had a great time.
It was great. I had a great time, too.
I don't think I've been to a concert in the entire timeline of all these pages we look back on the show.
Definitely not.
Boy. What song, though? That's a toughie.
Okay. I got one.
Let's hear it.
Of course, I'm going ska.
Naturally. It's obviously a ska song.
Ah, she's mad already.
Which ska song?
Going Sell Out by Real Big Fish, because it's all about selling out, and this show is available for purchase.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone should buy this show so we can sell out.
I like that a lot. Wow.
Let us sell out. Because the thing you learn as you get older,
mm-hmm.
but we're talking about, you know, being 25 when we started the show.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing you learn when you get older is that selling out is awesome.
Oh, it's great to sell out.
Absolutely. I wish.
Integrity is for 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Sell out, kids. If there's one lesson you take from this 100th episode.
Yeah.
Fuck integrity.
There we go.
Sell out.
I love that. I'm going to pick our sweet, wonderful friend's pup.
Aww.
Pick Free at Last.
Very thematically appropriate.
Had that song come out before this show, the chorus to Free at Last would have been the theme song.
For sure.
That would be...
It's like our mission statement.
Just because you're sad again doesn't make you special would have been the lead-in song to Sad Not Sad every week.
For sure.
I guarantee you. I think it was perfect.
Steve should have told us about it in advance, I think. It's on him.
Yeah, that's basically the story of the show in a song.
Yeah, I think so.
And the video, which relies on the community, is a nice little, you know, we wouldn't be anything without these mailbag segments.
I mean, literally, there'd be no show.
A lot of the time.
A lot of the time, there was an hour and a half of mailbag and not much else.
Cassie, if you had to answer that question for us.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah, who listens to music?
I think that I would pick...
Some modems starting.
There's the
What noise song do you like the most?
I'm not going to pick a noise. I'm going to say what your fiance actually thought your answer was going to be, and any song from Under the Cork Tree.
Of course, yeah.
That was also my assumption.
It was the first album that I indexed top to bottom in my head, and then I went to the other album.
First yeah. and only.
And it was on the second one.
The other album.
Yeah. 2019 album of the year is Pup.
You got two albums in your brain?
Yeah.
Just the two of them.
Congratulations to our friend Stephen Pup for making the list.
Being 2019 album of the year, yeah.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
The highest honor they have this year. The Sportsfeld album of the year.
They've been waiting.
They're breaking like an 11-year streak. Like, it's something.
It's true.
Anyway.
You gotta hit some high highs.
Thank you for an excellent question.
Great job, Cassie.
Bye.
We'll see you in the other room. Should we go next fiance now?
I mean,
she's not going to do it? Arun's close enough.
Arun's going to jump in. Yeah, man.
I like that we haven't actually introduced anyone, really.
No, everyone's been introduced.
Have they? Okay.
It is not usable, sorry.
That's fine, man.
Okay.
You're okay.
You're good.
Our next guest, Arun, rejoins the show.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Arun.
Thank you for coming, man.
I'm really late to my next engagement.
Well, then get a question out. That's
quick.
Let's go.
Where are you going?
I have to watch MTV The Challenge.
Oh, yes, of course.
People love that sport.
I love it. It's really good.
Sorry.
I know what it is.
No, don't apologize. I'm dating your show. Happy 100.
We invited you. It's not invading.
It's... Have 100.
Thanks, man.
Okay. If you had to pick a question for us to answer on the mailbag, or your own, if you have your own question about the show or the passage of time or anything.
Could either of you hit a home run at Rogers and Bank, Tragedy 100 Swings? I mean, I used to wear a plate at the Fix the Batting Cage in the summer.
Uh-huh.
That was interesting, I guess. I could not hit one at the Rogers Center. I mean,
yeah.
I think people, I've been playing baseball my entire life.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that I actually consider myself to be quite good at.
Quite good.
No fucking chance. Like 320 feet is really far.
It's yeah. super far, man.
Like, yeah. it's so far.
There is no way.
There was probably like one time in your life, like you may have hit a ball accidentally, like 240. Like, yeah. Just like one time. That's the thing. Perfect connection.
The furthest I've ever hit a baseball, which is like decent. Not even close.
Not even close.
Like home runs are so far.
Do you think that short wall, like at Fenway, even?
Not That's
even
still no. like 310, isn't it? It's just, it's low, but it's.
So.
Or the monster, no, the monster is 310.
No, like the other one, though.
Yeah. Short. But that's like even further. That's like.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
I don't think so.
It's way too hard. But you know what? We can all aspire to. That's what batting cages are for.
Maybe, like, maybe if
so
I.
You were at the batting cages. You said a lot.
Not a lot, but enough to have a laugh.
You never felt like you were close to hitting a Rogers Center home run.
I mean, I wasn't like as a kid, you can always aspire to.
Of course.
Right.
But like you never hit one that you were like, that's probably a home run in Rogers Center. No.
No.
The thing about hitting a home run in a professional park.
Yes.
Is that it's so much, it's not based on your strength. Like it's their mechanics on their swings.
Right.
Perfect.
Like when I was a little
and
kid.
That's why they go like, yeah, obviously they're strong and they have like the muscle memory, but like their mechanics are so good. They make contact and the pitches are going fucking 95 miles an hour.
When I was a young kid, I used to like believe like what like some commentators say, like, oh, like why is it the Windy City? Like in Wrigley Field, does the ball like carry because of wind and stuff? And like now baseball's gone way too smart for me. So that's not I don't know necessarily.
Yeah, but I don't think I could do it.
I don't think I could like in a major league park on your best day.
100 swings.
I think if you gave me 100 swings, I think I might.
What if you were working with the hitting instructor? What if they said you get to work with?
Then maybe.
Also, who is pitching?
Right? Guillermo
like,
Martinez.
Like yeah. you need to like have like.
It's BP. It's BP pitching.
You guys need to take like your normal swings.
Yeah.
Against like a guy who's like
exactly.
throwing like Joel Zamaya, like Randy Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
Flames, and you need to get your bat like sort of around it.
If it's BP lob pitching, I feel like that actually works against us because the speed of the pitch.
You would never touch it.
No, never. Not
pitch any harder than that.
No, absolutely not. But that also increases distance.
So what if I change this to you get to work with the Jays batting coach for 4 hours beforehand,
and then you get hundreds.
And then you get 100 swings.
That's a really nice idea of them.
It would be just hypothetically. Say it was a fucking Blue Jays auction, and you won it.
If Roberto Alomar helped me fix my swing in a day. I was still maximum.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't even like come close to like. I would come like 25 feet away on a perfect fucking swing if I was stronger in shape from the warning track.
Okay.
I don't think I could.
I don't think I could, man. It's really hard.
I'm very small.
I think that I think a batting cage would help me a lot. They hit one. Like, because my swing would become a total sellout, right? You're not working.
You're not working on hitting anything.
You're just trying to knock it out of the park.
My goal is to hit a home run. My goal isn't to get better at hitting a baseball.
Home run derby type swings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely selling out.
100 pitches after work with a.
You know what? Why don't we try it? I mean,
let's get it.
Yeah. Like if any hitting coaches are listening.
If I got the time with the hitting coach. No, there's no chance. All right, Arun. Thank you very much for coming.
Question.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy your other engagement, and we'll hope to see you again on the show.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Enjoy Cheers. The challenge.
The challenge. It's a sport.
What is it? Is that like Big
Brother? I have no idea. Okay. I've never really been a reality show guy. It's not really a reality show, though. Is what
Isn't it?
Somebody
I was,
assume, it
I was assuming it was.
Next in the seat, Caitlin McGrath. Thank you for coming back to the show.
Coming back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We promised you that you would, and the Raptors haven't stopped winning.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, so no one wants to talk about the Blue Jays.
It's the damn
truth. I know it's your favorite thing lately. That.
But holy cow, now that you're back, nailed it with a tennis episode.
Did we call Bianca?
We totally did.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Because as we've proven, we're usually right.
Tennis experts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready to go when you are.
Okay. Let me pick a question.
Yes.
All right.
What's your favorite transaction of all time?
Ooh.
Of all time.
I'm going to say it.
I feel like we just thought the same one, but let's see. If
you go first then.
No, you go.
The Josh Donaldson trade.
Oh, we have a different one.
That was, it was probably similar. I feel like you're going to pick the Kawhi trade.
I'm debating two. That's one.
I have a different one. So
when we look back through this, the Blue Jays going just having the audacity to make those deals, is sort of what kicked off a very nice era of Toronto sports. And that mood of let's take a step forward and actually try to win versus what we see a lot of the time throughout this time frame was teams were just like, we have a team and we're going to be good and we're going to be a certain amount of good and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It was the first time that they made like a really shrewd deal that kicked off something bigger.
And I say that also who they gave up in that was like a very like non-Blue Jays Canadian thing to do, which is Brett Laurie. And so it was like you're giving up the hometown, well, not hometown, but the Canadian boy.
Correct.
For someone who has way more upside. And obviously it was the better move. You were the winner, but you also made what could have been an unpopular move had it not worked out.
Yes, absolutely right. True. And they brought in a red ass who was very serious about baseball versus a guy that was very celebrity, as you said, in the city, was very popular. There was no way in 2013 we would have let anybody grab Brett Laurie. But they nailed it, and it worked out really well, and it sort of set the tone for the years to come to sort of be bold, change the tone around the team, which is what happened to basically every franchise on that list.
Yeah.
In the time that we did the show, is they changed.
Happened at least once to everyone.
Right? Even TFC. You want to go to TFC? Yeah. Did it. The Raptors did it with We the North. The Maple Leafs fired Carlisle and fired everybody and started over. And the Blue Jays kicked that all off with the Donaldson trade. So that's my pick.
So you said the Kawhi trade, which was my first instinct.
Right.
But I'm going to go back a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to say, and you're going to have to bear with me here because there's a reason.
Okay.
It's the Andrea Bargnani trade. Because not only did it get rid of Andrea Bargnani, which, as you say, signified Masai came in, was like, this is ridiculous. Let's get rid of this guy. But more importantly, it was such a lopsided trade that James Dolan then decided he did not want to trade with Masai anymore because he was afraid of getting fleeced. And that is why Kyle Lowry did not get traded to the Knicks. Mm-hmm. So if the Andrea Bargnani trade does not happen, Kyle Lowry is gone in 2014. Maybe this run doesn't happen. And even to take that one step further,
it's crazy.
One of the picks that we got in the Bargnani trade became Jakob Poeltl, who was then, as we know, included in the Kawhi Leonard deal.
Wow.
So you can trace the Raptors' title run this year to that one trade. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying the Andrea Bargnani trade.
Great picks. Kaylin?
I'm going to go with the Troy Tulowitzki
trade. That was my other.
Yes.
Because
where were you when? That's a great one.
I remember where I was when because I was coming home from work. That was when I worked a night desk shift at the newspaper, and I'd come home after my shift was done and I was about to like maybe go to bed because it happened pretty late.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it happened like 1 in the morning.
Yeah, like 1, 2 in the morning or something. And I remember looking at my phone one last time, seeing the Tulo trade, and just like immediately pulling up my computer and knowing I had to like stay on and like post the story so that we had something in the morning. So, but I just think that it was also one of those game changing type of trades. And that one in particular really came out of nowhere. Yeah. Like that was like, no one was expecting
that was
it.
Like, it was a shock. I thought it was a fake.
Well, nobody even knew that Troy Tulowitzki was available.
Yeah.
Like, he probably wasn't available. It was just Anthopoulos was so relentless with wanting him and would just nonstop ask the Rockies for him, clearly.
Is that Jeff Hoffman also in that deal?
Yes, yeah. So he went back.
Right.
And that was like the big, oh, we lost one of our arms. And of course, he's not really panned out much.
Yeah.
But yeah, like with, you know, those kinds of trades, people always get very attached to players that they've not even
seen in their lives.
So that one for me is the biggest.
Great pick. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Great question. Excellent.
Well, analysis talk.
Some good trades. There's some good trades now you really think back a bit.
Yeah.
I like that. I liked how far back the story went with the Bargnani pick.
It's crazy. Like, I feel like the Bargnani thing is one of those things that, like, you can't win a title without a certain amount of luck.
Right.
And, like, weird things happening years before. I feel like every team has that.
Of course.
And it's just, that's the one for the Raptors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
What's up?
Strolling on in.
This is like...
Lauren Mitchell is here.
This is like a lot.
We had a great episode with you.
Yeah.
Sports boyfriends.
We talked about Serena Williams.
Yes, that's right.
We talked about sports boyfriends.
I could talk about asses a lot.
We talked about Star Wars for Patreon only.
Oh,
content.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Patreon only.
Were like, do you like Star Wars? I'm like, yeah. Have you look at me? I like Star Wars.
How could we do a history of the show and not mention our ill-fated attempt?
Didn't go well.
Turns out when you're doing Patreon, you actually have to like do the things you promise.
Less
oh,
is.
I don't. I also don't like following through on stuff.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I mean,
I feel bad about it though. So.
Even with money as the motivator, you guys can make it work, eh?
No, we just. Well, we stopped doing the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. Is the show
that's
stopped?
What happened?
Pick a question for us, please.
Oh, this is wow! This is so exciting.
Isn't it, Jess? Or if you have an original.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be for the
page. I don't have an original question because I'm not an original person.
Well, that's.
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah.
I'm asking this because, like, I also want to answer and I don't care about the
that's
other
the best,
questions.
Yeah, of course.
That's the best part. That's... Like, I was just going to read one of the other questions as an example of a question I didn't want to answer, but
okay.
I'm not going to do that because I'm a good person.
Thank you.
Okay. What's the perfect length of nap that hits the sweet spot between restful and devoid of the loathing associated with wasting too much of your own time?
I'm going to come out and say I don't like naps.
None of my time is wasted if I'm sleeping.
Huge, absolutely huge mood from
love,
Zoobs.
Love to lax.
Every time I nap, I wake up feeling like absolute garbage.
30 minutes. It's just 30 minutes.
Something that I regularly say is, why stand when you can sit?
Of course.
And why sit when you can lay down?
Yeah.
And why just lay down when you can actually be sleeping?
I like half an hour if we're like actually going to sleep. I love to... be awake, resting with my eyes closed. I know that seems... Oh,
no,
my God.
I get that.
Give me that. Awake sleep? That's the good stuff.
That might be sparking too much of a debate.
Love to awake sleep.
If you are napping...
Which is resting.
...in or on your bed,
mm-hmm.
Does that count as a nap or is that just sleeping? Because to me, I feel like a nap...
Sleeping is a time length. It's
I feel
not
like,
a,
is it? Is it? Cause like, to me, I feel like a nap has to be on like a couch.
It's levels to this shit because like a couch
you can nap...
nap
in your bed.
A couch nap
is going to bed.
But a couch nap is different than a bed nap because a couch nap is like the most ultimate of casual naps. And a bed nap is like...
I'm sleeping.
Okay, like I fucking took my bra off. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'm doing a bit more. That's like when we're getting into like an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, that's
sleep.
Just going to bed.
No.
Sleeping for 2 hours is not going to bed. Are you
in
psychotic?
Bed? If you were taking the bra off and you're getting comfy in bed, that's just going to bed.
I fear that you don't understand what a good night of sleep is.
I probably don't. I'm tired all the time, Lauren. Like, you don't understand.
I'm getting 8 hours a night. You know what I'm
You've
saying?
Got to. You've got
it's
to.
It's so important. I wouldn't will give. Fucking murder people.
8 hours of sleep and eight glasses of water. It's, I'm through a wall.
How do you get 8 hours of sleep and just getting up to pee? All the time.
You drink right before you go to sleep.
My bedroom is right next to my bathroom.
Clockwork.
It's very convenient.
Clockwork. Oh, I had to pee exactly when it's time to get up. It's a miracle every time.
Wow. I wake up like 3:30 in the morning every day and have to pee.
Andrew, you kill me.
I love half an hour. I love a half hour nap. I feel like that's not... you don't wake up like...
Yeah.
But the thing about the half an hour nap is you have to get up at the half hour.
You absolutely. Yeah.
Or you are in trouble.
Screwed.
It's quicksand.
If you're like, even if you lay in bed and you're like, I'm just looking at my phone or I'm just like playing mm-mm. Words with friends.
It's over.
Like,
you gotta get fucked. Up.
Yeah.
Like you gotta get the fuck up and have a full cold, an ice cold glass of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love to rest, as I mentioned.
Yeah. Resting
is
so
great.
Important.
I just don't like napping because I'm bad at like the length of it. So whenever I wake, regardless of length, I wake up just feeling groggy and shitty and I like it, unless I'm just going to bed, which, as I said, is
and
just
I
going
mean,
to bed.
And I mean, there's something to be said for just going to bed.
There is. Oh, I love That's going to bed.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No question.
Oh, my wonderful, God, I love going to bed.
It's just a wonderful time of the day.
Yeah.
When you're like, I've brushed my teeth, I've washed my face, and it's we're out of here.
Watch some TV and fall asleep. Yeah. Oh, great.
It's over for you, hoes. When it's bedtime, it's over for you, hoes.
I promise you I'm different.
I feel like, do you know what? I feel good about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Too. Great answers.
Good. You guys.
And like an expert. Like yeah. Spoken like a
Came
true
in
expert.
New year material, which is what I mean, we look for in this
I'm a professional. And also, you guys, like, I just like want to say, when we recorded the episode that I was on, we were in your kitchen, in Jake's kitchen. So, like,
those acoustics.
We're like, there's a man here. Yeah. I don't know. Dylan's I don't know great. You. But, like, you seem fine.
Yeah.
You seem just like a man, you know what I'm saying? And, like, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be a white man. Has anyone ever told you that? And so I'm just proud of you guys for having, like, there's, like, four, like, you guys don't understand, there's, like, four microphones. There's literally, like, bottles of Dasani fucking water up
it's
this
like an
bitch.
Uber.
Small bottles,
I'm so
too.
Sorry. I'm so sorry about slamming that on the table.
It's fine. I literally opened them on the microphone.
He opens them into the microphone. It's
not on purpose. It's just, like, I'm where you open a bottle of water.
And that's what it sounds like.
I've also been a bane to podcast producers' ears and editing. You can ask many of my former producers. thank you so much for being nice and being professional and having microphones and letting me be on your podcast again.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Enjoy more pizza and beer.
Thanks for the free beer.
Yeah. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's be real.
Look at that.
I've had two beers. I'm ready for my nap.
Scrolling right along. See you nap.
I mean, it's 9:20. It's like
long
sleep. Just bed. It's sleep at this point. There's no napping now.
Sean Kay is also sitting down now.
Producer Sean.
I don't know how this is going to get edited together, but
yeah, I have no idea.
Not my problem.
So. Work.
No. I believe Dill's been in here.
He sure has. I believe he does.
The best and the worst thing the show has brought into your lives.
I don't know. Not many bad things.
No, very few bad. Like, there hasn't really been a lot of negative.
Dylan. Like, yeah, there's Dylan.
Dylan, yeah. Clay.
Dylan and Clay. It's probably the answer. No, geez. Very little bad things.
You know what I'll say it has brought in that I...
Makes me busy. That's fine. I'm supposed to be busy.
That was kind of where I was going to go. Like,
I get it.
In the last, you know, when we start doing this again, like last...
February?
Yeah, so, sure. Like, as we've talked, this year has been not my most year of having a purpose. Mm. And so I feel like just having the routine of having a show to do and things to talk about, it's been, I think, especially in the past, like, 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Without the show, I think my mental state would have been even worse.
Mm.
Because it's like, it gives me something to focus on, something to do, and something that makes me feel like something I enjoy, and it's something that's semi-creative, and it's mine, and it's like, it's not, you know, trying to figure out how I'm going to pay rent, or even when I am paying rent, it's like, you know, a work from home job that, like, I'm transcribing, so like, it's given me purpose, which is nice, because it's good to have purpose.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I would say I get to meet a lot of really cool people through this. People that Jake knows that I would never have met otherwise. It's very cool. Very cool experience. And I love the experience of doing it. I love having something to be that sort of call my own and to call our own and to work on. Really, no bad thing.
We've made like genuine life friends through doing it.
Certainly. Certainly.
Your social feeds are just full of just... I don't want to use great people, but just dedicated fans who really enjoy what you guys do, and it's
weirdos.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's wrong with you? Go listen to Starters. What's wrong with
that? But no, the mailbag every single week is just full and full. We're very lucky.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable that anyone listens to this at all.
We're very lucky.
Like, it blows my mind.
Please continue to listen.
Yeah. Oh no, do it and then buy it. But like, it's unbelievable that anyone listens at all.
Yeah, I would say
you guys are great at what you do. That's why. There's got to be something.
I feel like we're fine. We're not bad. We're fine.
That's nice.
That's the slogan I'm going to put on the pitch deck,
guys. We're not bad. We're not bad. We're fine.
Yeah. We're fine.
Yeah. We're not special.
Well, thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
That was excellent. Oh, wait. What's the answer to you? You have to answer your own question. What's the best and worst thing you brought into your life?
Well, getting to work with you guys again.
The drain on your company's finances.
And time.
But no, working with you guys again is something that I missed. Obviously, we worked together for a brief time in 2013. When did you guys both start?
I started in 2012.
Yeah, so, and then you started in end of 2012,
2013? I think middle 2012. I think it was summer 2012.
I started February 2012. So you would have been 3 months after. So it was after the next internship.
And it's obviously always great to bring in. And you guys, obviously, I was a listener when wasn't around. But no, it's been a great show that's sort of been missed and something that like I've talked about for a while. And I know Dill listened to it. It's just something that we wanted to. He's asking a question next. So
I hope so.
Fucking better. Good God.
But no, that's like obviously working with you guys. It's good. And you guys are both so. And you'll say whatever, but you guys are very, very talented on the mic. And it's something that obviously it's not my forte.
You're on a show now all the time.
Yeah, he's funny.
I know, but it's not what I'm comfortable at. And I see
like
people
two guys who are way better at this than us. Yeah.
But no, you guys are so comfortable on it and become so natural. And it's just really, really nice to work with people who take a vision that and wants to make it grow. So that's what's been great about it.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
That was great. Thank you. Great. Excellent stuff. Work.
Now let's get goddamn Dylan on here.
Yeah. Yeah, goddamn Dylan. Who will run the board?
Anarchy.
Just walk away, Dylan.
Just pick up the mic and bring it over to the board.
All right. Someone was talking about the least athletic jersey numbers last week, but I want to know what the most athletic jersey number is.
The most athletic jersey number. It's hard to be 23.
But I feel like that's the least athletic jersey number.
Why?
Because everyone in like shitty house leagues wants to have 23.
So, okay. What's the most, what is it?
So that's like, I don't know, something no one, like something obscure. Here's the thing.
Okay.
It's a number. I don't know what the number is yet. I'm still trying to work through it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a number that is made famous by a professional athlete, but it's not one that's so ubiquitous like 23 or 99. Like it has to be something that like a real heads no number, you know what I mean?
I like one for this.
It's true. One is bold.
Point guard, goalie.
Yeah. Quarterback.
Quarterback. Well, kicker.
Oh yeah.
Seven maybe.
Seven's always good.
You see a number seven.
I think it's I think it's a single digit.
14.
Answer. 14 is what? Like receiver.
Seven. Might be seven.
Seven, you get point guard.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Anything really on a hockey. Like,
yeah.
In hockey.
Yes. You get like your wing forward on a soccer team, on a soccer field.
Could be 10. Could be 10. Because 10's usually the best player on the soccer pitch.
Right. I like seven.
10 can be any, like a two guard basketball.
Yeah. I think I'm going to stick with seven.
I think I'm going 10.
Okay. Seven, 10. Dylan?
I'd say, yeah, you're going single digits. I would go four. I think.
Four is good.
Four was in my head as well. Excellent question. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you for always being here for us.
When no one else is.
Giving the thumbs up, doing
sometimes
the...
Sometimes literally. Couldn't do the show without the thumbs up.
Okay, I have one more than I want to answer.
All right, let's do it.
My favorite question on here, and no one wanted to hear it. If you could give your co-host from 100 episodes ago one piece of advice, what would it be? For example, what would I
So now, what would I give to you as advice?
Yes, me wow. now to you 100 episodes ago and vice versa. Would you like to go first or should I?
You go first because I got to think.
I would say, Jake, 100 episodes ago, believe in yourself. And this, I guess this applies going forward. I guess you can still use a shot. I think earlier today, you very, very rarely do you say that you're very good at something. You're talking about baseball, ironically enough. Talking about softball. You're like, I one of the things that you feel like you are very good at. You are very good at a lot of things.
Oh, that's and very
I
would, nice of you.
I encourage you even sooner to pursue them, full-heartedly.
I like that.
Because between then and now, you've picked up a wonderful partner in life.
Yes.
Who pushes you in this way anyway.
Yes, that's true.
And
it's always nice to have a support system telling you you're not trash.
Yes. As we sort of have mentioned before with the Raptors, is you have to put yourself in this position to be in this position.
Gotta go all in.
Right. And all this happened after you started believing in yourself and taking that chance. And I would say to do that doubly so going forward.
I like that.
Thank you.
I mean, for you, the more practical advice is don't go work in television.
Sure.
But
it drove my price up.
That's true. No, I would say for you, similar to your advice to me, but a little bit different in that I would say to stick to your guns and trust your gut more. Because I feel like you spent a long time bouncing around and like trying to find a path and trying to find the right fit. And then you kind of ended up back.
Right.
You started a little bit, but better.
Mm.
And seeing you excited about work earlier was something I've not seen before in you. I think the Toronto sports scene lost something when you stopped writing regularly about Toronto sports and talking about them and whatever. And I think that it's great that you're back doing it, whether it's here or whether it's at work or whatever it is. And I think that just as you were saying that I needed to believe in myself, I would say to you to trust yourself a little more and your gut and stick with what you know you can do.
Thank you very much. And we'll finish it off.
3-hour show.
We'll finish it off kicking it old school. We've had a couple of beers.
Yeah.
It's a little longer, but we're partying.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a wasn't a championship celebration.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The next episode could be us celebrating a championship.
It's going to be.
Or hypothetically, we never do it again, as we
yes,
mentioned.
That's right.
All right. We haven't had the sit down about what the next episode is, but we'll worry about that later. It's time for Sad Not Sad.
Which of you are still with us?
I mean, dare I even ask, Jake, sad/not sad?
Well, not sad.
Not sad.
I got some jobs last week, which is good. Nothing hugely like going to change my life kind of thing.
Right.
But some work,
which love it.
After not for a while is always nice. And one of them is even an acting gig.
Which hey!
Is
nice.
It's only one, it's like one day, a couple lines on something, but
kick ass.
It's one of those things where it's like we've talked, I mean, I think one of the first sad episodes of this show, if we want to talk way back in 2014, was the Following Your Dreams, Don't Pay Your Rent show.
I do remember that famously.
Which... For better or for worse, and for worse.
Contrast that with your I learned to sell out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. you know, when you work in a creative field, whatever it is, there's always a period of feeling like you're wasting your time in your life.
Certainly.
And it sometimes maybe it is true a little bit, but it's always nice when, even if it's just for a day, you get that like... thing being like, no, you are qualified in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, maybe it's not going to, you know, change your life immediately. Maybe it never will. Maybe it won't work out. But to get those little boosts of like, hey, you get a day where you did something right and you get a day where you feel, what's the word I'm looking for?
Validated?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm looking for. Thank you.
That 100 episode rapport right there.
But yeah, the validation of your choices,
yeah,
is all. Especially when you spend a long time thinking that you made the wrong ones.
Mm.
And I've been going through a lot this year of like, boy, I should have done a lot of things differently in my professional career. It's nice to have those moments of reminding you that you're doing something for a reason, and to have that validation that someone else thinks you are at least good enough to say three things on camera once.
Excellent.
That's what I would say.
And these things tend to gather momentum.
We'll see.
Me being optimistic. Excellently said. I'm going to go not sad. This wonderful journey Sean put together for us, to look back at it and truly see, like, truly, truly look at the 2014 and, like, nothing on that page is going anywhere. like when we started the idea to do a podcast, none of this was going anywhere. Jays were going nowhere. Yeah. Raptors were going nowhere. Leafs were going, like, the Raptors were trying to tank, right? Like, the Raptors were trying to tank and couldn't do it. We were going nowhere. We had no idea what we were doing. We watched all these people come into our jobs, and then we're like, oh, shit, we have no place.
Actively trying to get fired and couldn't even
basically
do that.
Basically, right? And then we started this because, like, we're hopeless. We're basically hopeless.
It was our, like, life raft idea.
Right. I was like, we're never going to get this out. We're never going to get a chance to do any of this. And all of this stuff is going nowhere. And then to look and to think about last night and being one point away from a championship parade happening in this town.
Yeah.
Is, like, freaky.
Yeah. And we get to get a chance again, get two more chances at it.
And every team has sort of had a little moment. They've had a little crest, a little crescendo. They've gotten something that sort of validates the whole journey.
Yeah.
And now we are here validating our own little journey.
That's beautiful.
Episode 101. I can't wait to see.
Hopefully we're starting off with the second century starts off with a parade.
Wouldn't that be something? Okay. And that'll be the next episode. It'll come to your way probably later this week.
Yeah. I guess either Friday or Monday. Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
In the meantime, we thank you very much for listening for 99 episodes. Or if this is your first one, either way.
If this is your first one, you are probably quite confused as to what you're hearing.
A lot of stories you probably didn't get.
I don't understand most of these references, but
you'll get them all going forward. And for that, we thank you very much for listening to Sportsfeld.
Sportsfeld!